Good morning, diners and travelers. You're listening to On the Menu with Ann and Peter Haig. And once again today, we're venturing forth to Friuli. Pietro has described this program as Friuli Part 2, Mostly Trieste.
Mostly Trieste indeed, and Trieste itself has an extraordinarily colorful history. And these days is almost in Slovenia, used to be almost in Yugoslavia, used to be part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, used to be part of Italy for a long time, things have been rather vibrant around there, but there are signs of great stability in a city that's been there, seems like it's been there for a long time.
And so is the establishment that we visited, the Grand Hotel Duque d'Aosta, which I guess was at one point a Harry's Bar, right?
Well, Harry's Bar has been there a long time. Mm-hmm. And it indeed was founded by the famous Harry Cipriani. But then he abandoned it. And the people who owned the hotel kept it going.
And they are perfect for the hospitality industry because their last name is Benvenuti, which means welcome.
Exactly. And we're talking to
Susie
Benvenuti, who's the daughter, Hedy Benvenuti,
who's
her mother, and Federica Sestan, who's the chef. And the story is really self-explanatory, so why don't we just roll it?
We find ourselves in Harry's Grill in the Grand Hotel Duque d'Aosta, and in Trieste, of course, and we're, with the help of Susie Benvenuti, we'll be talking to chef, executive chef, Federico Sestan. De vero? Sestan? Uh-huh. Chef, di dove? Where do you come
from? He is from Trieste.
How long have you been cooking? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Sono nel campo della cucina da 18 anni. Ho iniziato a Trieste alla scuola alberghiera IAL. Ho iniziato con Mario Suban alla trattoria Suban, famosissima a Trieste, proprio durante i periodi di pausa tra l'estate e l'inverno, così. Io ho la formazione continuata nei grandi alberghi in Sardegna. La prima volta ritornato a Trieste, sono poi passato ai Duchi d'Aosta per un periodo di anni sotto la guida di Raffaello Mazzolini ed Enzo De Pa, che all'epoca, come tutt'oggi, guidava il ristorante Il Dolada. Nel periodo appunto ho fatto degli stage importanti in Nord Italia, nei grandi ristoranti. Sono ritornato appunto 3 anni fa qui ai Duchi d'Aosta per prendere la guida della cucina. Da quest'estate seguo anche il Riviera, l'Hotel Riviera.
So he started 18 years ago, and he started in the school IAL, which is here in Trieste. And after that, he remained in summer at Suban, which is a very important typical restaurant here in Trieste. And this is what he did in summer. In winter, he made stages in the best renowned restaurants in the north of Italy, star restaurants. And this is what he did for a couple of years. And then he came back 3 years ago, and he started as a chef here at the Harry's Grill. And starting from this year, 2014, he is also the executive chef for the restaurant of the Hotel Riviera.
Well, Federico, you clearly must have a way with seafood, for you are right here on the Adriatic. And also, I imagine the other restaurant, you're right smack on the beach practically. So your style of cooking is, we know that you're good with seafood because that's what you're cooking. And you have a rich selection of seafood for these two restaurants. Beyond that, what kind of style do you bring? What are your attitudes towards the dishes you make and the food you cook?
Beh, allora, le cucine sono tra Harry's e le terrazze del Riviera sono sicuramente totalmente diverse. Qui ai Duchi d'Aosta facciamo una cucina internazionale gourmet con delle specialità anche regionali, appunto per dare a tutti i clienti un po' quello che vogliono mangiare stando proprio in un hotel a casa loro, con un timbro sicuramente gourmet. Invece a Riviera facciamo una cucina molto mediterranea, basata proprio sull'italianità quasi del sud, in tutti e due i casi prodotti assolutamente eccezionali, quindi direi che nella caratteristica delle nostre cucine si cerca di semplicemente di non rovinare il prodotto, darlo al tavolo con dei magari con delle guarnizioni e delle cotture esatte per ogni.
He has been describing the kitchen, the cuisine of the Harry's Grill, which is more international, and it is a gourmet kitchen here, and where people feel more at home. So it's a gourmet kitchen, but it's like being at home here because of the size of the hotel and in his intention. Right. And at the Le Terrazze, the cuisine is more Italian, more oriented towards the south. But the common factor between the two cuisines is the use of high quality products and cooked with very innovative technologies like the tempered cuisine in order to leave all the ingredients in a pure state, you know, so not to ruin and with the cooking all the ingredients. So the use of very innovative technologies in cooking.
Well, what I'm looking at the menu, Chef, I see that there are two opportunities at Harry's Grill, the a la carte menu and then also a tasting menu. The tasting menu is divided between the land and the sea. What are we going to try today?
Allora, in tutti i menu chiaramente viene ovviamente seguita stagionali prodotti. L'utilizzo della materia prima, come abbiamo detto, è scontato, è sempre il massimo della qualità. E oggi, vista la giornata un po' così già autunnale nonostante il settembre, vi faremo qualcosa con dei funghi o quello che troviamo della giornata, appunto.
So the focus in the Grand Cart is for seasonal products and of course for high quality products. But today, as the weather is not perfect and it's almost looks a little bit like autumn, he's gonna serve you something with mushrooms and with the quality products he's found today in the sea.
Thank you, Chef. I understand you have a large wedding to prepare for, so we'll let you, or we'll send you back to the kitchen.
Grazie a voi, grazie alla visita e arrivederci.
Now, some of you who've traveled the world quite a lot are probably wondering what I was wondering before we came here, and I found it only a few minutes ago. Why is this restaurant called Harry's Grill? In a sense, how did they get away with it, since Harry's Bar in Venice is only 100 kilometers away? And the answer to that question we're going to get from Eddie Benvenuti, who is the owner of this hotel and this restaurant. But there's a reason why it's called Harry's, and a reason you were able to continue to use that name.
And before you give it to Eddie, I want to say also there's a good reason why their name is Benvenuti, which in Italian means welcome, because they are efficient, gracious hoteliers.
Thank you very much. This is the name of my husband, of course, and I know it works in this business. Anyway, you asked me about Harry's Grill. In the early 70s, Cipriani came over, and he furnished this Harry's Grill, some of the tables with three legs, the round ones. They are originally from this period, because the three legs tables, they have always the balance. This is one reason. The bar is the same like in Harry's Grill in Venice, and I think ours is a little bit more representative. You will look when you go to Venice. Ours is more beautiful, I would say. Anyway, this is the name. This is why we have the name Harry's Grill, because he opened it when it was restored in the early 70s.
Now, had you bought the hotel by this time? Was Harry's already here when you bought the hotel?
We took it over in 96 and we bought it a few years later. So it's now the property of my family.
And there are three hotels altogether. One we've mentioned, with the other restaurant, and then there's a different set of rooms altogether called Hotel Vis-a-Vis, which could mean almost anything. And it turns out it happens to be where we are sleeping. So tell us about those three properties and why they're so special. I mean, I'm looking out the window and I can see why they're special, but you describe it.
As I told you before, we started with Hotel Riviera Maximilian. It's on the seaside, on the coast road, next to Castle Miramare. It's the only hotel really at the seaside because we have no road between and we have an elevator down to the beach. Then it was in 1993 when we opened reopened Riviera. In 1996 we came over here. This is the eldest hotel in town. It was already a hotel in the Middle Age, hotel, but like the hotel. And we have several very important people who have slept here in the meantime. What we did, this is the main place what you see in front of us. And what we did in the meantime, that we made a little swimming pool downstairs. Nobody trusted it, but we did it. It's only little, but anyway, we have it in the middle of the town. And then 5 years ago, we had an opportunity on the other side of the road to make other 19 rooms, and we called it Vis-a-Vis, Duki Vis-a-Vis, because it's front of Duki d'Aosta. It's a little bit, I wouldn't say it's modern, but it's fresher than this one, of course.
Now, Signora, when we were talking before, Peter asked you, what must it be like to be in a family and to go through three generations of hoteliers? And you said...
Yes, I remember what I told you. It is a work. You are always on duty from the 1st of January until the 31st of December. And you can do this work only if you love it. Otherwise, it's not for you. And I think my husband and me, and also my children, now I have Susie with us here, and my son Alex, he's not in Trieste today. They love this work, and they do it, I would say, very well.
So you're not worried that management of the Duci d'Aosta won't continue very successfully?
No, it would be a terrible thing for me, so I hope it will go on the way as we like it.
Now, Susie, describe for our listeners who haven't been in Trieste, or perhaps for those who've been in Trieste but they didn't have the good fortune of staying here, just exactly where are we located now? We're sitting in Harry's Grill, looking out into a rather special area of Trieste.
Yes, we are sitting in Harry's Grill, and we are overlooking a wonderful main square, which is the only one which is open to the sea in the whole of Europe. Because in Lisbon, there's another big place, but there's a road which is same in between. And so we are in a wonderful location, and we're looking at the sea, and not only on the square.
Now, you grew up, Susie, in this business, and there was no question that you were going to continue. You love it as well?
I'm an interpreter, so for a while I didn't work with my family, but I came back because I really love it, and I'm sure this is going to be wonderful when I'm going to be elder, because it's a job that even if you're elder, you can still be in and just have a little look, maybe, but be in and have the fun of being there for your guests.
How would you describe the typical visitor to Trieste? Is it international, national? How?
Lots of people coming to Trieste are from Austria because they are close by. The border is close here, and with 5 hours from Vienna and 2 hours from Klagenfurt, they're here. And they love Trieste because Trieste used to be Austro-Hungarian Empire. And so they see a little bit about Vienna on the sea. And this is great for them. They love the atmosphere. And so most of our guests come from Austria. And then lots of people also coming from England and from the United States, I would see, at the third position.
Well, we were out and about last evening, and I heard a lot of people who sounded like they were right from Trieste. So you do have a very lively local scene here, and also an air of it's very relaxed, but it's also very vibrant. is this characteristic in your mind of the city of your birth and you live in?
I was not born here because we lived in 10 cities of Italy because of the job, yes, of my daddy. And I would say that it's vibrant for young people. For the rest, this city would need a little bit more of energy coming from outside because it's a bit sleeping. They should do much more. And most of the entrepreneurs are from outside, not from Trieste, because people from Trieste have not a lot of energy in job, what entrepreneurship.
Well, see, no, we would never have got that information without talking to you. So I really appreciate all the effort you put into both translating and sharing your thoughts with us. And Signora Hetty, you're so charming, and thank you for welcoming us to this place.
Thank you very much for coming to us and visiting us. Stay with us a little bit. And I hope that you will give this welcome, what we are giving you to all your... This is the smallest one from the next generation, the little one. We have 4, 3 boys and 1 girl, and this is the smallest one. But he speaks English because all of them, they are going to the American school here in Trieste.
You should do when you come. What you could do when you come here in Trieste, you should come here in the Hotel Duque d'Aosta or Hotel Riviera, because they are good places, they are good rooms, the price is not high, and there's good kitchens.
And we also know, Lorenzo, that the pasta is wonderful, because we saw you tucking into a bowl, and I said, I wonder why he's here. I'll bet that there's a family relationship here. We wish you, Lorenzo, a great future in the hotel and restaurant business, which we're sure you will have. As we were leaving Trieste, Susie was very insistent that we stop at the other hotel property that the family owns called the Riviera, and we didn't really want to spend the time, but it sure was worth it because it's
next time we go back there,
we're going to stay there, yeah, because it's magnificently situated at the top of a cliff looking over the Adriatic Sea. You can get to the beach via an elevator. It looked like a truly elegant establishment, and certainly a place you should try if you don't want to be in the hustle and bustle of the city of Trieste. Anyway, now time to take a break, and then we'll be back with more Trieste after that.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.
Welcome back. I love... not only here, but also elsewhere, to see building reuses. And this one is called Antica Ghiaccioretta, which is
the old
ice house.
and incidentally,
it was wonderful. Yeah,
incidentally, we went there at the recommendation of Wayne.
Yeah.
From Lydia's Italy, and we understood why when we were there. Curious, we might not have walked in, except that we were told it was really an exceptional establishment, and it turned out that it was. So here's Bruno, the owner, for these many years, which he talked to us about.
Now, here is a restaurant with a history. It's called Antica Ghiaccioretta for a reason, because it was an old ice factory, an ice house. Our host for tonight is Bruno Vesnaver. And he has been a restaurateur his whole life. First of all, Bruno, thank you for having us here at your lovely, very modern restaurant, even though it's an antica and tipico place. Tell us something of your background. How did you get in this business? Your father, your whole life. Tell us.
Hello, buongiorno a tutti. Questo lavoro l'ho iniziato con mio padre. Quando avevo 14 anni, mio padre mi ha messo nella nostra trattoria di famiglia a lavorare. E quindi sono da 50 anni che io conduco i miei ristoranti, trattorie tipiche, da solo, col mio staff, eccetera. Quindi da 50 anni ho fatto solamente il ristoratore, con molto piacere. I miei figli forse vogliono, uno sicuramente fa il ristoratore anche lui a New York, non so se, ecco, è general manager di un ristorante che si chiama Babbo, ecco, mia figlia invece vive a Londra, ecco, e quindi io continuo a condurre questa mia attività con grande piacere.
Mr. Bruno Vesnaver starts his first work at 14 years old when he was working with his father in the honed trattoria, honed from his father, so, and since 50 years he has been a restaurant owner with his staff, his father. His sister work in the business, so it's a family business basically, and next he wished that his son will continue his business, but he's still now working in New York as a manager of a Babbo restaurant.
Babbo?
Yeah.
Small world. Piccolo mondo. Sì, sì, sì. Yes, so you know all the people in New York.
Conosco la numero uno dei ristoranti di New York, la Lidia Bastianic, che siamo molto amici, ma amici per me è come una sorella, quindi io ho imparato molto da lei ha imparato molto da me e ci sentiamo spesso e ci vediamo spesso. Tutte le volte che vado a New York a trovare mio figlio, sono con Lidia, con la sua famiglia, con Joe e altri amici, altri ristoratori che conosciamo a New York. Ecco, da tanti anni conosco tanti ristoratori perché io frequento spesso New York. È la mia seconda città.
He has got a very strong friendship with Lidia Bastianic and they still keep in touch very often and they also change the idea one to each other. They give some advice to each other, and he comes very often to New York.
Now, the food that you have here is, you have a chef, you do not do the cooking yourself, but you have a chef called Claudio Rosso, and you focus on more traditional foods, is that correct?
Sì, io non sono uno chef, sono un manager, e quindi ho bisogno di chef per mandare avanti il mio ristorante. La nostra cucina è del territorio. Territorio, quindi territorio vuol dire Friuli, Trieste, Friuli, un po' di Slovenia, e Veneto anche. Arriviamo fino a come piatti tipici fino a Venezia. Tanti piatti veneti sono similari a Trieste, ai piatti triestini. Ecco, seguiamo un po' tutto, dai vini.
So he is not chef, he is manager, that he has he needs of a chef to cook our dishes that are typical of the area of Trieste, Friuli, Venezia Giulia, going to also through Venezia, from the food to the wine.
So you have an extensive local wine program?
Abbiamo praticamente una carta di vini solamente locali. Locali vuol dire Trieste, vuol dire Friuli e vuol dire Slovenia. Solamente vini del territorio.
Yes, we have a wine cart of local wine from Trieste, Slovenia and Friuli with the most important brand.
What exactly will he select for us to eat tonight?
Ma questa sera io farei assaggiare le canocce che in America non si trovano. Sono le cicale di mare, va bene? Cicale di mare semplicemente bollite, lesse, con un po' d'olio extravergine di oliva del Carso triestino. Poi farei assaggiare il timballo di alici e poi come pasta farei assaggiare la busara di crostacei, sarebbero questa qua. Sì. Ecco, questi sono i piatti che io farei assaggiare a loro.
So this evening, Mr. Bruno choose for you two starters. One is the steamed mantis shrimps that you cannot find US with extra virgin olive oil from the Kars area, from Trieste, and the other starter is the anchovy pie, which is a very typical kind of poor fish of Trieste. After that, flavor with mint. Mint. As pasta dishes, very typical are the tagliolini, the homemade tagliolini in bussara sauce, so with shrimps and prawns, fresh shrimps and fresh prawns in tomato sauce, little bit spicy.
Who does come here? Are they local people or are they tourists, or do they come from the other regions of Italy? And how, tell us the website and how people get reservations.
Dunque, i nostri clienti in maggioranza sono locali, quindi di Trieste, però questo è un ristorante business, frequentato da gente che fa business, quindi Trieste è la città delle assicurazioni, qui abbiamo le assicurazioni generali, qui abbiamo altre assicurazioni importanti, abbiamo un porto importante, che quindi lavoriamo molto anche con il porto, quindi con gente che lavora con il porto, quindi gente internazionale. Quindi direi 50-50 tra clientela locale e clientela internazionale.
Actually we have 50% of local customers and the other 50% are made of business management. Because in Trieste we have the most important insurance company, Generali, and we work a lot with the people that are in the business port, so from all over the world. Our website is www.anticaghiacceretta.com. www.anticaghiacceretta.com.
Per le riservazioni, noi anche qui abbiamo un metodo vecchio. Noi preferiamo meno internet e più passaparola, cioè parlare, noi preferiamo questo, quindi poco internet, la gente va via, parla di noi, e il nostro ristorante è sempre pieno, in particolare per il passaparola, che la gente parla bene di noi.
Most of our customers make reservation by telephone. It's an old way, but we don't like too much internet because we want that the people, the world, one to another, to make a the best advertise of our restaurant. So it's an old way, and of course some of them we do have internet website.
I have a feeling that word of mouth, which is what you're suggesting via telephone, that you'll discover as the years roll by, that word of mouth over the internet is just as powerful. But I wanted to say one more thing before we go, and then we must go because customers are arriving. But listeners, when you arrive and you enter the door, be prepared for a surprise. The interior is different than you would expect from the exterior. From the street looks like antica. From inside looks like modern.
È una giusta domanda. L'antica ghiacceretta, con la vecchia gestione, era una trattoria tipica, ecco, era molto conosciuta. Allora, noi, io e Cinzia, la mia compagna, la mia socia, abbiamo preferito lasciare il nome storico tradizionale e rinnovare il locale per non fare un doppione del locale che era prima. Cioè, non volevamo confrontarci con la vecchia gestione, sono due gestioni differenti e tutte e due gestioni funzionano.
Yes, you're right. Mr. Bruno decided to change the interior, the furnishment of the restaurant, but keeping the same name. But we had to send a message to our customer, so we must have the same place outside because the management before worked, but we had to change the inside to send a customer that we are a new management. So that's why we decided to do a new style interior to make difference between the other owner, but both the management works. So,
well, people are actually coming into the restaurant, and we must let him go. But Bruno has one last thing, and Bruno, I'd like you to say something that expresses the passion that I know you have under that very businesslike exterior of yours. Express the passion you have when saying goodbye to our listeners.
Allora, saluto gli ascoltatori di questa bellissima trasmissione. Io li aspetto tutti qua a Trieste, che è una bellissima città. Trieste è proprio first number one in Italy. Okay? La cucina nostra è tipica, buona, mediterranea, e quindi vi aspetto tutti a braccia aperte e grazie.
Hello to all our listeners, and we invite you to come to Trieste, because Trieste is the most beautiful city in Italy, and come in Antica Ghiaccieretta, where our kitchen is a real Mediterranean with a nice food, a nice drink, and come to find us.
And one last thank you to Cosimo Napolitano for doing our translation. Thank you, Cosimo. Thank you.
This was a really busy place, so if you want to go there, be sure to make a reservation, and as Bruno said, make a reservation on the phone. They actually like to talk to people. So there is some old-fashioned hospitality around after all. Anyway, right after the break, we have an interesting story of a restaurant, if you like, up country Friuli, away from the coast where Trieste is up in the hills, is the charming city of Udine. And we discovered a chef there when we were visiting with the Nonino family in last week's program, you'll remember. They insisted we go visit them, so we did that. And there was more to the adventure than just having a wonderful meal.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.
Now, we've had this food, actually, from Vitello d'Oro for 2 days because Chef Massimiliano catered a luncheon we had yesterday. But we're now in the very gorgeous setting of their restaurant, there being the Sabinot. I think it's French, but it is an Italian restaurant, Friuli. And we're going to talk to the brothers, Gianluca and Massimiliano, the chef. Front of the house, Gianluca and chef Massimiliano, about their restaurant that has a very long and interesting history. To start, let's talk to Gianluca, who runs the front of the house in this family-owned business, about when did Vitello d'Oro, which is not gold veal, but golden calf, when did this begin? And tell us also, while you're talking to us, about the history of this gorgeous building.
The history of our restaurant begins at the middle of the 60s. And it begins with my father. And the name, the golden calf, yes, Vitello d'Oro, is because in our city there were a lot of restaurants with animal names. So we decided to call calf wheel, because at the beginning we cook just veal meat. But at in the beginning of the 70s, in the restaurant, becomes two chefs from the Laguna di Grado, that is the from Grado, and they started to cook fish. So to go nowadays, we are famous for to cook fish in different ways. We are in the city. We are famous from to cook the raw fish, not to cook, to prepare the raw fish. And
you need to tell us about this historic building that's part of the restaurant, and the other side is just glorious. We had a fabulous lunch out on this on the patio. I mean, it just the ambience here is relaxed but still vibrant. Tell us about the history of the buildings.
Our building is was built at the end of the 70th century, and we are one of the our restaurant is a unique restaurant that has a patio in the city, so you can have a dinner or have a lunch outside. And we are located in all part of the city near the fish market, and you can reach easily the restaurant if you stay in a hotel in the city. And
Jean-Luc, you also run the beverage program, do you? The bar program, wine. Tell us about your wine program.
We have a wine list based for the great part is composed for the great part of local wines. We have white wines from our region because our region is famous for white wines, and our selections are based also from our wine list is based from the great part of white wines, because our dishes are made of fish, and the selection are from Collio, also from Slovenian Collio, that is from our city less than 50 kilometers, and also other Italians labels.
You seem to have a really good relationship with the local producers of beverages, wine and grappa. We had the grappa. Do you ever do anything with Gravner?
Gravner? Gravner. I like very much these macerated wines because there are natural wines. Gravner is one of the best and the first that introduced this kind of wines, natural wine. I like very much also Damian Podversic, and also a little winemaker that is Terpin, and also this made macerated wines. I can say that this kind of wine is hard to not to drink, but to let the people know, because people don't want to drink this wine because is heavy, but not heavy. For example, the color of this wine is orange, so people first drink with ice, and then. But I can say that the orange wines in these 3-4 years grow up, and for example, we had just Gravner, and now I have 6-7 producer of orange wines.
This is the wine that they call Ramato?
Yes, Ramato is the color orange, but now the Ramato, when we call Ramato, we think about the Pinot Grigio. That is Pinot Grigio Ramato, means that the Pinot Grigio is yellow, the color of the wine is not yellow, but the color is becomes rosé.
Now, I would say Massimiliano, Gianluca's brother and partner here, cooked for us yesterday at a private party, which is why we came to his wonderful restaurant. And he loves seafood, and he does wonderful things with seafood. I would like, actually, Massimiliano, for you to explain what we had for lunch, the crudo offerings, the vertical crudo tastings, and also if there are other things on your menu you would like to talk about.
Okay, the menu is simple. For me it's simple because we work only with the best fresh fish we can buy every day in the market, okay? And for me it's simple cook with this product. Today you have tasting raw fish, a mixable raw fish. Is our old style, is our specialty, okay? Was in 20 years ago, okay? It's 20 years we make raw fish, a long time, okay? That's all. It's too simple to prepare this recipe. The difficult part of this recipe is buy the best, okay? Fresh best, okay? This is the difficult. That's all.
But you had the conception. We had two vertical tastings. The one was tuna, and there is a vertical tasting of tuna, and the other is regular crudo. Walk us through the steps with the tuna tasting, each flavor.
Oh, another dish is a vertical of tuna fish. Oh, I know. This fish we buy in Sicily. Oh, okay. Knowing our sea is impossible, but we buy in Sicily one time per week. We buy a tuna fish in 40 kilograms, okay? 40-50 kilograms per week. We prepare this simple recipe in raw fish. We prepare in 8 spoons. We prepare a tuna fish in 8 spoons with different dressing. Okay? We start to the first spoon is natural, only with salt and oil, olive oil. And then I put up some avocado. After olive Tajasque olive, okay. After we put capperi from Pantelleria. Next spoon is dressing with vinegar balsamic. Our vinegar balsamic. We produce a vinegar balsamic traditional from Modena. The next is cook with honey. The next is dress with we call crane, is horseradish, white horseradish, and the next is with wasabi. This is a simple recipe, but the very very difficult is to buy a fresh tuna fish.
Crudo, which is raw fish, with spada, which is swordfish, all the different things. Peter then had, and I saw other diners were eating various pasta dishes with seafood. What are some of those? Peter had one with lobster.
My idea for prepare a pasta, a new idea, okay? We change, we make a pasta, we call pasta fredda. It's a summer pasta, okay? Tiepido, okay. This is a quick recipe you have to make in espresso, okay? You can prepare behind this recipe. You have to prepare in espresso, okay? You cook a pasta, a spaghetti, boil it for 5 minutes, and then you have to refresh with cold water a pasta and dressing with whatever you want. In this case, I dress with lobster, fresh tomato, basil, olive oil.
Now, we did not have dessert today, but the dessert you prepared for our private luncheon yesterday was, well, it would serve us for another week. Tell us about this chocolate thing you did.
Oh, okay. The dessert you have tasted yesterday is an old recipe of Chef Alain Ducasse. I reinterpreted, it's okay, in my style. Oh, it's too simple. It's a container made with chocolate biscuits. And then at the bottom is a mousse of chocolate. Up we put some caramelized nuts. And then some ice cream, vanilla ice cream. And at the top we finish with crema al espresso.
If you are a dessert freak, you will want to steal the dessert from the person next to you at the table. Chef Max said he didn't understand what I just said, but listeners, those of you around the world, I'm sure you understand about stealing. You want to steal the one from the person next to you. Obviously, people in Italy don't do that, but people in the United States do. Listen, there's one last piece of information that you really need. But first of all, I have an interesting story to tell, because I don't know that Max will be able to do this for everybody, but if you can figure out how to drive through the gate into the old city of Udine, and you call him, he will say, I will be there in 3 seconds on my bicycle. And this is exactly how we met. I still do not have the answer to the question how Max knew he was going to be able to meet us. But I think it might have something to do with the white hair and the white beard that he could see through the car. But he cycled out to meet us, and we followed him in front of the restaurant. It's probably better for you to think about parking on the outside the city, and walking is not so very far. Right in the center of this charming city of Udine. So the street address you don't need, but we'll include it anyway, and also the website, so that people can find out more information and perhaps they can make a reservation that way too.
The customer can reserve using phone, and our number is 0039 0432 508982. Or using internet, our mail is info@vitellodoro.com. Our website is www.vitellodoro.com.
And listeners, the message is really very simple. If you are in Friuli and you don't come to Udine and you don't dine at Vitello Oro, you are making a big mistake. And we feel so lucky, because we would not have been here except that we met Chef Max yesterday. Otherwise, we would have been in Udine. Maybe we would have eaten at McDonald's, because I believe there is a McDonald's here. So we are so delighted. And the fascinating thing, and I'll close on this point, because in a day or so we are going to Grado, which is very close to here, and we are going to Trieste, which is close to here, and we are going to eat at restaurants which do some very similar things to what Gianluca and Max do right here. And it has to be surely that you trust your suppliers, because you're eating a raw product that comes just straight out of the sea. How do you know it's okay? And I guess the answer is you have decades of experience that you trust these people. I was trying to express the tradition that they have of buying seafood only from suppliers that they really trust, suppliers that they really know. That was my point. So I just wanted you to confirm that that's an extremely important part of what you do here.
We buy
It's okay. We buy a fish only in three places. The first is the place of Marano place, market of fish. The second is in the market of Grado in High Adriatic Sea, and the third is Istria. Istria is in Croatia, Croatian seafood coast. We buy usually shrimps. The shrimps come from Croatia is the best for me. The best is shrimps come from Sicily, but for me is Croatian shrimps. Tuna fish and swordfish we buy only by Sicily. Oh, okay. Because the best place for this type of fish. That's all. We buy a lot of fish from our sea in Laguna di Grado. We buy a little fish we call pesce azzurro. It's blue fish, the family of the tuna fish. A little we call sardine, anchois, you know, little fish. A little shrimps we make deep fried. Okay, you know, we buy clams, our fish, we buy a squid, scallops, a local fish is sole, turbot, sea bass, only the best, we buy a fish only in a fisherman we trust.
And diners, you should trust them too. Because by doing that, you will have a taste experience that rarely will you have around the world. Because rarely is there so much careful specialization and so much careful selection and so much swimming beneath the seas of the northern Adriatic that they're drawing on here. And the wonderful tuna and swordfish that we know from our own experience comes from off the coast of Sicily, mostly from Trapani and places in the western part of that country that we love to go to so much. Max and Gianluca, you've been so patient. I know that speaking in this language, which is known to me but not so much to you, you have done a wonderful job, and we thank you. And listeners, Udine, that's all we can say. Please come and enjoy as we have done.
We will wait for a visit in Udine, and don't understand our restaurant Vitello d'Oro. Bye bye.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station. www.aspstation.net.
On the Menu has made a habit of listening to chefs when they say, this is the best restaurant in such and such a place. I always go there. I want you to make sure you go there when you get there. And they say, I'll call him and let him know you're coming. Then you kind of have an idea that you're going to go to a pretty good place, because that's just the way chefs are with each other. If they don't like something, they'll say so. If they do like something, they'll tell you about it. So that's how we got to a restaurant called
Al Bagatto.
Back in the city of Trieste, and in fact the very next day from when we were at Vitello d'Oro. So he is the proprietor of that establishment, talking to us about how he got started and how he runs his business.
This is so exciting. It was not initially in our schedule, but people we really trusted recommended a restaurant in Trieste called Al Bagatto. And we're going to be talking to Roberto Marussi, who is the owner. Roberto, I'm looking at this menu, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Let's start out with what does Al Bagatto mean? Tell us about that.
So the Al Bagatto, it's the first card of tarot. My family started here 48 years ago with my grandfather, grandmother. Before it was osteria, it's old osteria. It's the prosciutto, ham prosciutto, it's the polpette, tripe, very typical from this period, and now it's return these typical dishes. Then my father and my mother, 1980, changed the osteria, prepare a different cuisine. It's the trattoria, bring the best fish in this area. The first is the first restaurant in Trieste, has the olive oil list. And then start with al bagatto, because before with my grandfather is the ex-castro name of a restaurant. And now my cuisine is very different, because it's also super fish from this area, not from other sea, only from this Mare Adriatico. And it's very particular cuisine, because you try different fruit, salad, fishes, oil, wine. It's very mixed.
Now, you yourself are not a chef, and neither were your ancestors or your family, but you've been hiring talented young chefs, and your current chef is Alessio Catador, who has been with you. You don't have a lot of turnover. You keep your people here a long time to maintain a continuity of quality in this restaurant, I understand. I was told this is the best restaurant in town. Is it the best restaurant in Trieste?
So, yes, the quality of my restaurant, it's a very high quality. If you don't bring, if you don't catch here the fish, I don't bring nothing. Because for me it's very important to propose very, very fish, good fish.
So it's essentially fish, which is not surprising given your proximity to the Adriatico. Would you say that your restaurant is more traditional or more experimental and contemporary?
So it's not traditional, because it's not a dish traditional, but I bring the typical dishes. So it's a busara typical dish from Trieste and Istria, and I repropose in our version. Also, then we have the sardone impanate, it's another typical, it's the sardine with bread and fried, typical from Trieste. I propose another particular our version. It's not a traditional cuisine, but we have the innovation. We have the more machine for the cooked the fishes. We have the octopus, also octopus. Our dishes is octopus cooked 10 hours at low temperature, vacuum cooked. Spaghetti, it's mancini. It's a pasta in the Marche, for me one of the best in Italy. And I serve it in our busara or our carbonara of cuttlefish.
So you do use contemporary techniques such as sous vide?
For me, it's very important. Now, it's 2 years ago, I job with the understand. Yes, I use a contemporary machine and propose different dishes. Client here in the restaurant, I ask the very important cook it, because not easy cooking. I don't cooking. It's not easy cooking, but client, it was super information.
You have 1, 2, 3. I have 4 different menus here. Talk to us a little bit about the many options you have. I see different tasting menus and so forth. Tell us about the options.
So we have 2 different tasting menus. One, it's the classic of the restaurant. It's a classic dish of the restaurant. So we have the busara inside. You have a sea bass cooked in salt crust. Then we have the sardone barcolane. It's a roll ball with sardine fried. And then we have another tasting menu. It's the dishes of the season. Dish of season. And innovation cooking. Then we have a la carte. We have 5 different dish of fish for each dishes. One meat dishes. Then we have the grappa list. We have in the restaurant 56 now 56 grappa and aquavite, cognac, rum. And then we have the list of olive oil. This is from also this region, Croatia, Slovenia, Sicily, Tuscany, different. Now we have 22 different olive oil. And the wine? The wine list, I propose always from this area. White wine, red wine, but French wine, we have champagne, we have the whole world.
What are you going to propose that we eat tonight? I want every dish on the menu, but you're going to have to guide us. What do you think we should eat tonight, and what will we eat tonight?
So I think you try different dishes, a little tasting menu. You tried roll ball sardine fried. It's a super sardine fried. Then I think you try the busara. It's in our version busara. For me, it's a great busara. Then sea bream from Croatia, grilled with the porcini mushroom and the hummus. And then you try the dessert. I decided to try chocolate mousse with strawberry and nonnino jelly.
This is a very sophisticated restaurant, I might say. Who actually comes here? Is it a local clientele or mainly people coming as this is a destination restaurant?
Yes, we have 90% of the client is from not a local client. We have all world. We have Australian, American, English, French, Italy.
I just wondered, you're a man who has made your own way. Your parents made your own way. How do you think fellow people from Trieste feel about that?
So Trieste, it's a great city. It's a beautiful city. We have more restaurants in Trieste. And I think the local people better try traditional dishes. It's different local people try returning in my restaurant, but I prefer work with all the world. Don't say the olive oil in Trieste, wine in Trieste, fish in Trieste, and ask you, and I talk with the people, and it's very, very interesting. For me, it's a great job, this one.
Well, how about a website? Is it difficult to get a reservation here? Tell us that. And also, do people reserve online? And also the website, please.
Yes, now it's the age of the Facebook. And more client booking or telephone or Facebook and mail. And my website, our website, it's not... website, but it's not more looking for the people. TripAdvisor, my client, my guest for the hotel in Trieste, come here.
Well, listeners, let me spell this again, since you're going to be looking this up somehow on the internet, probably, I guess, Facebook particularly, and TripAdvisor. It's Al Bagato, A-L is the first word, B-A-G-A-T-T-O. And remember, that's the tarot character, the first card of the tarot, and which is the Joker. And it's very sophisticated. And Roberto, you look like you stepped out of a man's fashion shoot in Milano.
Yes, fashion in Milano, it's super.
So you'll take good care of us tonight? Grazie mille.
I feel sad to say goodbye to such a charming city as is Trieste.
Yes.
And echoes the same thought, but we have to go, because if we don't go, we won't be able to come back next week. when we hope we'll see you same time, same place, and until then.
Bye-bye.